It's time for Tonia's Kitchen, taking you around the world of food and wine. Here is Tonia King.
Today, my guest is Mexican chef Barbara Sibley from La Palapa in New York City. And today we talk Cinco de Mayo recipe ideas.
One of the things that's very typical of the time of year is called a chile en nogada, and it's a stuffed pepper.
Okay.
And you use a poblano. There's a delicious dish called chile en nogada, and it's a roast poblano, so you roast it by charring, like you do it with a red bell pepper, charring the outside to get the, and then, you know, putting it under a damp cloth or in a paper bag to take the peel off.
Yeah.
Then you make a stuffing of beef and pork is a good mixture, adding pine nuts, apples, almonds, raisins, and fruits.
Oh, that sounds like delicious.
That.
Yeah.
Just as you would, sort of making, you know, sort of ground meat, just sauteing it with a little onion and garlic, and then adding, you know, anything that looks, I even put like candied pineapple in it sometimes.
Oh,
like that.
Delicious.
And then you make a sauce by getting walnuts, queso fresco, so you could use like a ricotta, and heavy cream and salting it. But you could substitute very easily with a bit of ricotta and heavy cream and then walnuts, salt, and you blend that into a very fine paste and then make a cool sauce out of it. So it's like a hot chili pepper with a cool sauce, and then it's garnished with pomegranate seeds and parsley.
Oh, yummy. That
I know
sounds...
people don't usually think of parsley with Mexican food. They grow a lot of pomegranates in Mexico. So it's very festive.
That's quite the Cinco de Mayo dish.
Find out more on The Daily Dish at toniaskitchen.com.